race leaders left Tanana for Ruby today. The Iditarod is in its early stages, and mushers are still adjusting to a major rule change for 2017. After a vote by the board of directors last fall, mushers are now allowed to carry two-way communication devices like cell and satellite phones. But as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes is finding out, many competitors, both young and old, think the presence of technology goes against the spirit of the race.
Kasilof musher Monica Zappa has a reputation for being outspoken, and she didn't mince words at the ceremonial start about why she's boycotting the two-way communication rule.
Because it's pointless. My cell phone would be dead in 2 seconds in the cold anyway. There's no service on the trail, and it's a really lame rule.
The change is to language in rule number 35, governing electronic devices. Communicators can be brought along and used, though not for any media purposes. Paul Gebhardt sits on the Iditarod's board of directors and says he won't be bringing any kind of phone.
I don't like it. I got nobody I really want to talk to when I'm out there. It's just my dogs and me. And that's what I think the spirit of the race is about. And I voted personally against the two-way communication device, and most of the mushers agree with me.
A lot of racers say the technology is not only cumbersome, but could prove to be a distraction. Norwegian Jor Olsen thinks it also opens up the possibility of getting mentally derailed at a time when psychological fortitude is crucial.
People can send you text messages that you receive and you have no control what they're saying to you. And they could say thing that's going to benefit me, or they could say thing that's going to mess up my day. So,
not everyone is against the change, though. And some like it for the very reason that others are dismissive. Wade Mars is bringing both a satellite and cell phone, and says while communication can't be part of his race strategy, it'll be a boost to check in with his girlfriend at tough points along the trail.
I do my best thinking on my own and not with any pressure, so I'm definitely not looking to find any advice or anything like that from it, but be able to call Sophie and say hi and tell her I love her and things like that, that'll be nice.
While racers still aren't allowed to accept any outside help, it's unclear how that prohibition can be monitored and enforced when it comes to calls or communication. There's lingering ambiguity about what is and isn't allowed under the rule change, even among some of the race's most experienced veterans. Past champion Mitch Seavey is bringing a cell phone, somewhat reluctantly, and he says for those mushers gunning for a first-place finish, there's no use not seizing every available tool to gain an edge.
I didn't make the rule. I wish the rule wasn't there. But if they're going to have that device allowed, and it isn't just cell phones, it's any two-way communication, so remember, it's not limited by cell coverage, then I would be foolish to not participate in that, although honestly, we're at the starting line and I'm not quite sure yet what we're allowed to use them for and what we're not.
The change was spurred by safety concerns after last year's race when an intoxicated snow machiner attacked two mushers on a remote stretch of trail. Defenders of the rule say that with the technology available, there's no longer a good reason not to have an extra security option available for those who want it. One of the racers attacked was Ali Zirkel, who, with the new rule in place, would be able to call race officials for help if something similar ever happened. But few mushers cite safety in their decision on whether or not to bring a device. Zirkel's partner, Alan Moore, won't be carrying one, but he is bringing another safety precaution.
I got a flare gun. I don't know if that counts. To scare off moose or bad people or whatever.
Reporting from the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes.